Ken Beck describes life as a farmer in the U.S. right now as a gamble.
Risky at best. There is no money in this game anymore.
Beck says he is entering a fifth year of losing money, in part to lower corn and soy prices and high input costs for fertilizer and seed. He says there is something the U.S. government can do to help.
Trade, which is under attack right now.
The Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP agreement, erased Beck's hope for increased demand, and ultimately prices, for his corn and soybeans, which is why he is closely watching the U.S. government's efforts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA.
For corn producer, grain producer, NAFTA's been extremely good.
The U.S. sent more than $2.5 billion of corn to Mexico in 2016, making it one of the top suppliers to its southern neighbor. But this year, Mexican imports of both U.S. soybean and corn are down, and Beck knows he now has competition.
Mexico, for the first time in history, bought corn from Argentina. Now, was it cheaper? No, but they're sending a signal.
Other signals that concern Beck are those from President Trump, who has threatened to withdraw from NAFTA, creating further uncertainty for U.S. farmers.
I think everybody's running a bit scared because we're in uncharted territory.
So if you have a shock, like pulling out of TPP or not keeping the agreement going on NAFTA, it makes the markets nervous and it lowers the farmers' farm income.
Tamara Nelson is the Senior Director of Commodities for the Illinois Farm Bureau. She's heard from many farmers concerned about the increased rhetoric as negotiations continue.
We hope that some of the rhetoric that's sort of anti-trade, anti-exports for agriculture will turn around and that we'll actually have some achievements.
Hopefully cooler heads prevail and we can tweak this or do a little something and nothing much truly changes.
Whatever happens, Nelson says it's important to reach a new agreement soon.
There is a presidential election next year in Mexico, and so if things do not move quickly, it's possible they might make some progress here in the U.S. and Canada and Mexico in the next 4 months, and then we might see a slide into some stalemate. So the hope is, by the ag groups and others, is to keep it moving.
Farmer Ken Beck also hopes negotiations keep moving, because time to make money isn't on his side at the moment.
Decisions right in the next few weeks are going to have to be made for next year already.
As Beck keeps one eye on his bank account, the other is looking at the skies above his Illinois farm as he deals with the other major unknown in his life right now, the weather. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Prairie Center, Illinois.